This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1981. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition recorded May 8th, Antarctica, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Brazil, Canada, China, Congo DR, Cuba, Europe, France, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Kuwait, Mali, Netherlands, Nigeria, Sikkim, Turkey, USA, Vietnam, unidentified, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Manuel Mendez in Spain, who has been hearing LRA 36 in Antarctica a lot, just below 15476, now says he has received an EQSL confirming his reception of March 21st, but without any data. The reply took 45 days. It's a friendly reply, but they don't fill in the details of his reception. And the reverse side of the card still has some data for a previous reporter, somebody in Italy, over 2 years ago. So they're not too careful about how they're copying their EQSLs, apparently. Anyhow, it's a nice design, well worth receiving if you can get one. There are three stations active at the same time on 4750, and here's the first of them, reported by Ron Howard in California. Bangladesh, Batar, heard May 3rd. He tuned in at 12:09, but he only heard CNR1 from China. At 12:26, however, the test tone of Bangladesh started, ending at 12:28, and then their interval signal at 12:30 into English until the test tone again at 1300. This is still the external service, not the home service, which was previously on this frequency from Bangladesh. And so far as of this report, he's not hearing any trace of the voice of Indonesia via Makassar. The big news we had last week about it showing up on this frequency, and about which more later this week. From Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard has been keeping close track of another of his favorite stations, BBS, Bhutan, on 6035. Here are his observations from May 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. First on the 3rd, he tuned in at 1309 and heard an announcer underneath the usual FM 99 PBS Yunnan, China. Yes, it was Bhutan with a greatly extended schedule. He got an ID at 1317 with the clearly heard unique indigenous music, and it cut off that date at 1317, but as usual bothered by a jamming spur from 6045 by North Korea against National Unity Radio. May 4th, an unusually good day for BBS, especially considering the usual Yunnan and North Korea jamming. The second day, with much longer than usual broadcast, he heard from 1114 until it finally went off at 1300, including these highlights. From 1114 to 12 in English, mostly pop songs, including Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin. But there were announcers at 1120 to 1138, and PBS Yunnan China started up at 1139, and the North Korean jamming at 1145. Bhutan still going at 1230 in vernacular with an interview, and from 1247 to 1300, unique indigenous music, chanting and singing. He says it's still a challenge to hear BBS. Then on May 5th, Sunday, again heard from 1038 until off at 1242, the third day of an extended schedule, and unusual propagation, probably the earliest he's been able to hear BBS. There were pop songs at first until 1100, but the North Korean jamming spur was already on, causing heavy interference. At 11 to 1110, Bhutan had news in English, however unreadable. 1110 to 12, a DJ in English playing pop songs, the usual segment with announcers at 1120 to 1134, and Yunnan coming on at 1139. From 12 to 1216, Bhutan had a monologue in vernacular. 1216 to 1220, unique indigenous stringed instrument music. And 1220 until off at 1242, the usual Sunday karaoke-type program with children calling in singing over the phone with no music until suddenly cut off. Then he was only hearing FM 99 and jamming.
And on May 6th, he says, after 3 days of extended BBS schedule, back to normal cutoff time, he heard it at 11:42 with pop Western songs such as Ray Charles, but serious transmitter problems. The audio quickly cutting off and on repeatedly. After 11:50, not heard again. Considering how many stations have gone off the air, there's absolutely no reason for two stations in the same country to be on the same frequency, but that's still the case somewhere, such as Brazil on 4885. Generally, the stronger one is Rádio Clube do Pará, but we can often tell there's another signal there slightly on a different frequency. However, Manuel Mendes in Spain reports on May 5th at 0515 to 0612, Brazilian songs and some songs in Spanish and an ID for the other station, Rádio Difusora Acreana. He checked and it matched its online schedule. And on that date, Rádio Clube do Pará was off the air or inaudible. So it wouldn't hurt to keep trying. Canada, in the MARA tip sheet, Ken Zicke in Michigan reports hearing Trenton Military, 6754 USB with aviation weather and terminal forecast reports, except no report received was what they had from each location. This went on at least from 0245 to 0257 May 1st. And no report received was still or again the situation when I ran across them May 5th at 1324 on 15034 USB, their daytime frequency. Trenton Military, no report received from Winnipeg, Calgary, Cold Lake, Edmonton, Comox, Victoria, Vancouver, or Abbotsford, and so forth on and on, according to the automaton who didn't seem to care. The next day, May 6th at 1419, once again, no report received from Ottawa, Toronto, Bagotville, and even Trenton itself. It's never the same combination of frequencies from one day to the next. But here are the CNR1 jammers I was hearing May 7th, around 1420 UT, give or take a few minutes, as I tuned way out of band for them. And these are all frequencies listed for Sound of Hope from the Miaoli site in Taiwan. And there are bound to be some people who assume they're hearing Sound of Hope. We keep seeing reports like that, ignoring the fact that the jammers are using extremely more power than Sound of Hope does. And in fact, I was only hearing one station in Chinese in parallel on all these frequencies, no sign of Sound of Hope at all, if it was really on the air. 11440, 11460, 11580, 12190, 12880, and 13270. Now that's Gander Radio, of course, on upper sideband, but I also had a weak carrier, so I tried LSB, and there it was, another CNR1 jammer. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports Radio Cahuzi, Bukavu, Congo DR, 6210.2. April 27th, from 1735 until off at 1802 in vernacular with religious songs, extremely weak and barely audible. More about that in shortwave bulletin from Swedish DXer Stig Adolfsson. He says, Radio Cahuzi is regularly heard here, but always very weak. The program is similar from day to day with sermons, hymn singing, and finally sign-off with an instrumental tune. The close-down varies from 1755 to 1805. When they returned to the air, the frequency was 6210.187, but in the last weeks they had been steady on 6210.192. The signal strength rarely exceeds QSA2, but there's seldom any interference. We continue to hear Radio Marti running 11860 like all its other frequencies, 7 days a week instead of weekdays only, that one in the daytime, of course. But the new shortwave relay of the soundtrack of TV Marti on 5980 is only on weeknights, starting Monday through Friday at 22 UT and running for 5 hours, with heavy jamming and still colliding with Romania between midnight and 02. Remy Frias in France says, every morning at 06:59, Radio Marti tells listeners to retune to 5980, 6030, or 7335 when 7335 goes off, but it comes back after a minute or two with carrier and modulation. Ivo Ivanov says they have actually extended 7335, but apparently changing antennas for another 3 hours, now running from 07 until 10 UT, as well as before 07. I often see reports from Europe of a parrot called Charleston Radio International on 5140. Here's more about it from their page at disgraced Facebook via communication of the British DX Club. It's heard most days on 5140 between 17 and 22 UT, playing original 78 RPM records of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Charleston, tango, foxtrot, swing, rumba, samba, mambo, cha-cha-cha. It may switch to the next free frequency if 5140 is busy, such as up or down 5 kHz or 5150, but returns to 5140 when available. The contact email is very long, charlestonradiointernational@yahoo.com. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener forwards a new reduced schedule for the non-pirate, low-power German station, simply called Shortwave Radio. As of May 1st, their website says, our current times are on 3975 and on 6160 between 16 and 22 UT. If you're missing our morning or afternoon transmissions, please email and complain about it, they say. Propagation conditions prevent us to be audible in the UK and Ireland during the daytime. If you're listening somewhere else, we might change schedule again. Feedback is welcome. And remember, EQSLs will only be sent out if there is a donation to the project via the website, which is shortwaveradio.de. Last week we had news from Zacharias Liangas in Greece using a remote receiver in Indonesia that the Voice of Indonesia had shown up on a new frequency, 4750, which is where RRI Makassar used to be, and presumably that's where this is still coming from. That was on May 2nd, but on May 3rd, he says he was again hearing Palangkaraya 3325 with low audio via remote receiver in Jakarta along with 4750, which mixed with Bangladesh. Mauno Ritola in Finland reported the exact frequency of 4750 as 4749.943, a bit off to the low side, which seems to match where Makassar used to be. Ron Howard was checking for this, but could not hear it on May 3rd after 1209 UT. In Denmark, Anker Petersen reports on May 3rd, 4750 with Bangladesh at 1925 to 1935 in Bengali. But when listening to the remote receiver in Jakarta on 4750, that was heavily disturbed by the Voice of Indonesia in German, parallel to a much weaker 3325, which was the only shortwave frequency announced. And he says VOI on 4750 was not to be heard by seven other Kiwi SDR receivers in the area. Thus, we must conclude it's a very low-power transmitter. Next, Ron Howard reports on this as of May 6th, checking a number of times on that day, 4750, but heard only CNR1 from China and no trace of another signal until Bangladesh came on at 1226. The other VOI frequency, 3325 via Palangkaraya, did come on suddenly at 1058, May 6th. He says amazed to actually hear some audio at first, unable to make out language, but by 11:05, clearly in stilted Chinese, very poor, only rarely able to determine the language. At 12:18, they had decent audio in Japanese. At 12:59, they went into English with a news item about the start of Ramadan, but the reception was overall unusable, but definitely with some audio on that day for the first time in quite a while, and he wonders if that improvement is due to Ramadan. But the bad news is that through May 6, the other station on 3325, NBC Bougainville, has been silent for a while. Speaking of Ramadan, which runs through June 5th, according to the Western calendar this year, that leads some stations to change or increase their programming, notably from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, for the benefit of listeners who may be up before sunrise in order to have a hearty breakfast. Here is the additional schedule, according to Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, for this one in several Asian or Central Asian languages. 21:30 to 23, 7280 in Tajik. 22 to midnight 30, 9730 in Arabic. 23:23 to midnight 20, 13:805 in Kurdish. Midnight 30 to 01:30, 6:065 in Turkish. And there are also alternate frequencies, 19:30 to 23 on 7315 and 23 to 0320, 7410 in Turkish. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1981. Also bringing you worldofradio.com and DX Listening Digest, all of which are non-commercial. Our thanks this week for voluntary financial support from Dan Sheedy in Encinitas, California, who sent a check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. He says, thanks for keeping DXLD in the forefront of reliable DX info. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Radio Kuwait is another station which has a hard time adhering to its own schedule. Here's the latest anomaly reported by Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria. On May 7th, the English broadcast was on two frequencies in parallel on the 19-meter band between 05 and 08 UT. 15530 is scheduled, but it was really on 15529.8. But English was also on 15515.0, which is supposed to be in Arabic. Oh, I believe I mentioned that last week, but that was about what happened on May 1st, and this report is about May 7th. We were also talking about the sporadic nature of CRI relays via the reactivated Bamako Mali site. Now, as of May 6th, Ivo Ivanov sums up the situation. It's a reduced schedule on the air only between 20 and 24 UT in English, French, and Chinese. All the other scheduled relays are off. As we warned you the week before, the mighty farty KBC from the Netherlands via Germany was expected to make its usual summer frequency change from 5960 to 9925 for the weekly broadcast to North America UT Sunday between midnight and 02, as of May 5th, and in fact, they did. However, Don Hosmer in Michigan says, barely hearing their sign on at midnight UT on 9925, hope the signal improves as the show progresses. I was also listening and found at midnight 4 a JBA, just barely audible carrier, from what must have been that station while 5960 was vacant, and say that it probably would have still propagated better, but confronting a storm noise level, maybe something on the 7 MHz band would be better in this season. In the Ontario DX Association, Mark Cody makes exactly the same suggestion. He was trying to hear it the first night on the new frequency, 9925. He says a good signal at first, but lower level audio than on 5960, and pretty well lost by midnight 20 recheck. They need to do some work with the audio to bring it up to the proper level. And perhaps a 41-meter band frequency would be a better choice. Just look at the success Romania has with its frequencies on that band. We mentioned last week that one of the target broadcasts for Nigeria, or clandestine if you insist, was missing, Manara Radio International. But Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says it was missing May 1st to 3rd, but heard again on May 4th, 07 to 08, on 13840 in Hausa via France. And at the same time, there is another one, Dandelkura Radio International in Kanuri via Germany on 13590. And both were still being heard on May 7th. Stig Adolfsson in Sweden reports in shortwave bulletin about All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim on 4835. He says it's often been heard the last few months around 1630, doesn't cite a particular date. I've checked them regularly to figure out whether they have local programs, but so far, no luck. They always call Akashvani Delhi and close at 17 UT after a short pip. During the last weeks, the frequency has been covered by an open carrier. And note this, Gangtok is constantly 1 hertz above its nominal frequency. Surely the other carrier could not be the Australian reactivated. I heard the Voice of Turkey English broadcast after 03 UT on May 4th on 9515. At 0320, she was talking about Ottoman Empire history, but somewhat undermodulated and muffled, soon into music. It was 10 to 20 over 9, but with flutter, perhaps a Doppler effect, as the frequency was also wobbling slightly. A rather less generous report of this from Mark Codia in Ontario on the very same date. He says at 0300 time pips, opening announcements, but extremely weak, a completely useless signal. VOT can deliver every language they broadcast into North America with half-decent signals, even English beamed to other continents, but they cannot broadcast in English reliably to North America. What is their problem? Do they not care about their English-speaking audience here? The only other frequency at this time is 6165, blocked by Cuba. So this is a complete waste of bandwidth. New York Radio Aeronautical Weather on Shortwave has been off the air for more than a year, but here's a sign that it may be coming back. In his utility column for CIDX Messenger, Gilles Letourneau mentions seeing this on the web, and the source is William Hepburn's DXInfoCenter.com. He says it should be on the air again from August 2nd. So check 3485-6604, 10051, and 13270. At the top and bottom of the hours, the other parts of the hour from 20 and 50 past are shared on the same frequency by Gander. However, don't be too hopeful. Mike Cooper had previously observed that they kept moving back the expected return date, and this may be just another delay. It seems that all the World of Radio times via WRMI on 7730 have been replaced by something else. That's the one on the 285-degree antenna beam toward the west-northwest. So now listeners in central and western North America may have a harder time hearing us. We're still on frequencies beam to the north-northwest, the northeast, or the south-southeast. Let me go over the remaining known times for World of Radio on WRMI. 9955, of course, aimed toward the Caribbean and South America, but often well audible off the back. Friday at 22, Saturday at 11:30 and 21, UT Monday 0330, and Wednesday at 21. On 7780, aimed toward the northeast from Florida, UT Saturday 0130. Sunday 2130, UT Monday 0230, UT Tuesday and Thursday at 0100. And on 9395 to the north-northwest, UT Monday at 0130. Tweets from Alan Wiener were indicating testing of the Superstation transmitter were underway the first week in May. Expected to be on 9330, but it seems most of them were actually on 7490. Dave Zanto in Wisconsin says, I'm hearing a strong dead carrier on 7490 at 1650 UT May 3rd. Is this the new transmitter testing? He asked in his report to WBCQ. And Alan Wiener replied, yes, you're the first to report testing of the new transmitter running 135 kilowatts today. So many of us were trying for it, but the next few days it was hard to hear any super signal on either frequency. Presumably they should be right on the exact frequency instead of slightly high, as the case with the old transmitters. As of approximately 2230 UT May 7th, a tweet from Alan said, testing on 9330, full 500 kilowatts with audio, all working perfect. The transmitter is a work of art. The antenna is built like a fine watch. This is a most beautiful shortwave station. However, when I checked about 3 hours later, I could not hear any such big signal. So keep checking on 9330 or 7490. And on the May 4th edition of AAA Triple W, or Alan and Angela Wiener Worldwide, I heard him say this about the situation. The 500 kilowatt transmitter, number 6, is all water-cooled, including the tubes, coils, vacuum capacitors, costing $25 kilodollars each. The whole thing is very complex and all computer-controlled. Modulation 95% efficient. The power level was being brought up slowly, was 135 kilowatts, with brief tests to 400 at that time. Normal programming from World's Last Chance should begin later this month, mainly on 9330, and he said a new frequency in the 5 or 6 megahertz band will be available at night. Oh, I should stake my own claim to having heard WBCQ 6. After WWCR was finished with 7490 at 15 UT May 4th, I checked at 1540 and did have an open carrier within 2 hertz of 7490. That must have been WBCQ, but it was only S2 or 3, hardly super at that time. Of course, if that were put on 11, 13, or 15 megahertz in the daytime, it would propagate much better, but there are no plans for that. There are not supposed to be any broadcasters in the exclusive worldwide ham band of 40 meters, but Ron Howard in California heard Voice of Vietnam on 7155. May 6th, he tuned in, heard a bit of French ending at 1327, and the transmitter went off at 1329. So he didn't have time to check 7285 for a parallel. But this signal was strong today, he says, better than I've ever heard them on 7155. Guess what? It's a leapfrog mixing product of 7285 over another Voice of Vietnam transmitter on 7220 at 65 kilohertz intervals. This can happen during the span 1100 to 1330 UT when both of those are on the air from the same site. It seems that the automated Bible readings by Alameda Bible Fellowship are not only on numerous new times from WRMI Okeechobee, but also via some relays. There's an HFCC registration for 13660 via France, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 17 to 1730 UT, which Ivo Ivanov imagined might be a clandestine. But Jeff White says the correct dates, or days of week, are actually Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for Alameda Bible Fellowship. Jeff White says this transmission is for East Africa, while they have another one at 19:30 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to West Africa on 11860. Under unidentified in the British DX Club, 3465 LSB. Nick Rank says he was hearing at 1948 UT, April 29th, records by a French vocalist. Could it be a pirate? A good signal in the south of England also by, says Dave Kenny, tuned in at 2130. Doesn't sound like a broadcast station during the talking. Maybe some sort of communications channel. That brought this interesting reply from Mark Palmer. He says, the fact that it's lower, not upper sideband, suggests it's not an authorized user, most of whom use USB, not a broadcast feeder, just someone fooling around. The area just below the 80-meter ham band has been a free-for-all for many years. Some are legitimate military users or fish phones, but there's also plenty of unauthorized usage. The propagation out from Boulder, geomagnetic field expected to range from quiet to active, unsettled to active, May 6th and 7th, and again May 28th to 31st, with A and K indices peaking at 12 and 4 on May 6th already, and on May 29th. But in between, a long spell of quiet conditions, 8 and 3 or 5 and 2, from May 8th to 27th, and solar flux, 76 until May 18th, dropping to 72, and down to 67 by May 23rd. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1981.